Hi everyone, we're back in the technical zone of misery, and this is the second attempt to record a podcast today. The team car version that obviously I always claim this whenever it gets deleted was fantastic, but has gone due to the wonderment of the internet. It's gone and it's forgotten. Which I'm quite sad about, really. So, what can we talk about? Well, there's a whole host of things. We'll stick with the original plan. We were going to focus on the women's tour next week and deal with that as a separate entity. Not because of any particularly sexist reason, just because really there's been so much other stuff, so we'll give its own due. First thing today, kind of, it's happened during the day, and we probably wouldn't have had it in the first podcast, is that a controversial former UCI president, Hein Verbruggen, has passed away. I didn't even know he was ill, but apparently he's died at the age of 75 after a battle with leukemia. He had probably the hardest shift of all, in charge of the UCI from 1991 to 2005, was replaced by Pat McQuaid, who in turn has been replaced by Brian Cookson. Obviously, plenty of controversy in his lifetime of running the UCI, Festina and Armstrong, and various accusations and things. But that doesn't stop the fact that he managed to run what is a very complicated and politically challenging sport for many years. Massive respect to anyone who take on the administrative side of cycling, and of course we're very sad and for his family and friends that leukemia has taken him. So Hein Verbruggen. So, in terms of the other stuff, we're not going to get into the politics of bullying in Team Sky. We might do that on the if talking about the women's tour next week. You never know. But we are going to talk about the Dauphiné and the Tour de Suisse, which is ongoing on my TV as we speak. I could do a bit of commentary, couldn't I? Like Phil and Paul. Well, Phil. I'm not going to do that. The Dauphiné, where to start on that? It was a particularly good addition. The usual poor weathers that we have seen. We've seen riders climbing Alps in arm warmers and knee warmers and stuff. Wasn't there this year. It was proper Tour de France weather, just as it is, pretty much countrywide at the moment. It was lovely, lovely weather, brilliant backdrops, great camera work, great scenery, and proper decent bike racing. The main challenge to have come out of it all is the fact that the bromance between Richie Porte and Chris Froome, the BMC and the Team Sky leaders, seems to have ended quite kind of acrimoniously, with Porte accusing Froome of trying to engineer him not winning. I don't know whether I'd go that far. Froome had a pretty dodgy time, and okay, he might still win the Tour de France, but he's going to go into it under maybe the level that he would like. He can say what he wants about his numbers and things like that, on a hitting numbers on his power meter and all of that. But actually, racing-wise, he came up short. He came up short on the summit finishes, especially on the Alpe d'Huez, and he also, he didn't quite look himself, that dominant kind of that figure, and he's got time to turn that around before the tour kicks off, and he might do that, but I just have got a nagging feeling this year that he might not be the man. In terms of the opportunity to try and depose Porte, the Alpe d'Huez stage will long live in the memory of all of us British folk, with a 1-2 of Pete Kenyak and Ben Swift. And okay, it wasn't Alpe d'Huez proper. You know, it was the Cerene, but you know, hey, it was, you know, it finished on the road that it should finish on. So, you know, I'm happy with that. And it was a good stage, you know, plenty of excitement. You had the obligatory, you know, suicidal breakaways from Romain Bardet and so on. So, you know, it was like a tour stage in all but, you know, in all but rode up the Alp, really. So, you know, delighted for a British winner on the road, on the mountain. So well done. The other kind of, you know, challenge from that was the fact that Froome looked, you know, he looked kind of just sparkless, and Port pretty much had the race in the bag. But then, you know, the controversy, if that can be called so, has kind of come on the Sunday when the Froome went for a longer breakaway, and obviously isolated Port's teammates were long, long, long gone. But, you know, in their defence, the BMC team wasn't, you know, they've sent an equally strong team to the Tour de Suisse with, you know, Rowan Dennis and Greg Van Avermaet, Danny Loss, etc. So, you know, if Port, you can't judge Port's team on that performance because they will be stronger come the Tour. Port himself, I don't think he did anything wrong, but, you know, Fuglsang was in the position, Jakob Fuglsang of Astana was in the position where he could go forward. And took his opportunity. He rode really well on that final climb of the race. And even then, in his desperate attempts to kind of save it, Port was able to get rid of Chris Froome and try and ride across the gap, and he couldn't quite make it. Now, I understand Port, to an extent, kicking off and saying that Froome cost him the race, and Froome's attack so far out, you know, was designed to make him lose. I actually think if you're Chris Froome, and you see the opportunity, and you see that, and it might not have played out like this, but he might have seen that Fuglsang was strong, or, you know, Dan Martin, or any of those that, you know, so he might have thought, okay, I'll gamble on winning the race. If I lose it and Port does get isolated, one of these guys might win it. And you're not going to want to go into the Tour de France, of all races. You're not going to want to go into the Tour de France with one of your main rivals having a win if there's a way of stopping them get that confidence boost. Of a win, if that makes sense. So I think Froome did the right thing. Maybe. We'll see. The other big race that's going on is the Tour de Suisse. A couple of days ago, we had the magical finish in Bern, which looked beautiful through the fountains and all that kind of stuff. And it's been a pretty spectacular race as well. It's another one that sometimes doesn't get the weather maybe that it deserves. But it's, you know, it's been absolutely beautiful so far this year and pretty exciting. We'll try and keep the spoilers to a minimum, but you know, this race does seem to have more of the punchers, the sprinters, you know, looking to tone their form for the Tour de France rather than a mass of GC contenders like the Dauphiné had. But the first few stages have been really, really excellent racing, and that's what we want to see. I don't want to see cycling becoming partisan where if your guy doesn't win, you've had a terrible day. You know, I think it's better than that. It's bigger than that, and it's better than that. So, yeah, really enjoying the Tour de Suisse, and of course, you know, we're getting close to that national championships, and then into the Tour de France. So, it won't be long, guys. It won't be long. Not many sleeps left. Yeah. So there we go. Dauphiné, Tour de Suisse. Who's hot and who's not is kind of difficult to say. I think Port is definitely hot, despite not winning the Dauphiné. I think Bardet is definitely hot. And Froome, I think, is the big miss this time. He's not hot. Pete Kenyette could be a good bet for a stage win if he can get into the Tour de France team. That would be quite nice. And also hot, I think, Sagan. Michael Matthews seems to be going well in the sprints in Switzerland. You know, so there's plenty of riders on their game. It's nice to see Jürgen Rolantz in a break the other day, the great man. So yeah, that's it. Our re-recorded 10 minutes, our 20th minute of podcasting today, is done. I hope the fact that it's not from the team car hasn't spoilt your enjoyment too much, and that you can keep on doing the great work you're doing in sharing and retweeting and stuff the podcast. So we will be back at the same time, maybe depending on transmission signal and everything, next week. Thank you for listening, guys, and keep it on the Fendrin podcast.